Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event.
Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio, live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio. I am merely Mike Salmon, alongside my Ed McMahon, my Stephen Julian. How are you, sir?
Yes, sir.
There you go. Just do that the entire show.
I'll do it. Absolutely.
Yeah, we got to get that sound effect, really.
What sound effect?
Just Ed McMahon just doing his laugh.
Why? I just did it. Yes, sir. Yes. See, there you go.
That's you are correct.
You are correct, sir.
There you go. We've got another great program. Three wonderful guests here at the studio joining us from Legal Shield. It's Barbara Quam from SEO Guru Atlanta, Jeff Torme, and Cheryl Dornblazer with Priscilla's Cottage Alzheimer's Daycare. So it should be a great show. Would you agree? Would you concur?
I agree, sir. Am I going to have to do this whole show, really?
No, it's already gotten old.
Yeah, that's it. Like Ed McMahon.
I tell you what, why don't you put on your Stephen Julian voice and let's do a shout out for our friends at Ferritech.
Absolutely, Mike. I just want to remind all of our listeners as we get started that Ferritech has been in business for 25 years by manufacturing top-of-the-line toner supplies. They offer outstanding customer service. Ferritech offers a 100% guarantee on all Ferritech products, so you know they stand behind their quality. For more information, visit Ferritech.com. That's Ferratech.
Very good. Now, here's
Barbara.
Barbara Quam, Legal Shield. She's an independent associate with Legal Shield, a director as well. Barbara, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You've been on before.
I have.
You had such a great time. How long ago was it?
That was last June.
Yeah, last June, and you just couldn't wait to get back. So like a year later, you finally come see us again.
That's right. So I had to wait till you moved.
Yes, so we're now in the beautiful Sonesta, and you wanted to see the new place. It had nothing to do with wanting to see Stephen or myself.
No, nothing at all.
Nah.
Yeah, okay. Tell us all about Legal Shield.
Well, Legal Shield is a 45-year-old company that helps make get access to affordable legal counsel. I mean, it's top-rated counsel. Individuals, families, and small businesses can all, for a small membership price per month, go ahead and have top-notch attorneys in their back pocket. And it's a great tool for both individuals and companies to be able to not worry about the cost of an attorney when they have an issue that comes up, or if they just have questions, get some, you know, legal advice.
So everybody's paying their little bit, but of course, everybody paying a little becomes a lot, so you're able to afford good legal coverage. Because some people say, well, you get what you pay for, but you're talking about these are established firms.
Yes, they are. They're thoroughly vetted. They're top-notch attorney firms. And basically, they have it's one of the things that makes Legal Shield unique is the delivery system of the services. And so what they do is they've got like a performance contract with Legal Shield. The attorney firms have to answer the phone calls in a certain number of rings. They have to return calls the same day. Even if it's after hours, they have to return your call the same day. When they're reviewing documents, they have a set number of days that they have to get that done. It's not like going to an attorney and giving them a document and you might hear back from them in a week, 2 weeks, a month, maybe not at all. You have to contact them. It's really great.
And Barbara, you started off by saying that Legal Shield is a 45-year-old company. And I think most people who are listening probably most of them have heard of Legal Shield. But one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the show again is because I wanted to talk about the topic. You know, we're Gwinnett Business Radio, and a lot of business owners and business professionals listen to our show. And I wanted you to talk about the concept of what Legal Shield can do for a small business owner, or any size business owner, to be honest. But let's concentrate on the kind of that small to medium sized business owner. They might think, well, Legal Shield can't help me. I've got business owner legal issues. Talk a little bit about Legal Shield for the business owner.
Sure. We have three small business plans, and a business that we can help has to be for profit and fewer than 100 employees. So that really pinpoints the type of company that we're looking for, small business. Those three plans help business owners with, I mean, the number one issue that business owners seem to have is debt collection. And so, I mean, how many people just waste their time trying to call for getting their money that they're owed when all they need to do is contact their attorney firm after they have given it a shot and then have the attorney firm take it from there? Funny how, you know, a letterhead with a bunch of names on the side and a legal name on the top will get some action. So they get their monies back in their pocket instead of in somebody else's pocket. And so, that helps them run their business.
So debt collection is one. What are some of the other areas that a business owner is looking for help?
Getting contracts and documents reviewed. That's real important. I mean, why sign a lease without getting it looked at by an attorney and having them say, well, you know, if we change this one little spot, you can save yourself another $150 a month.
And I think a lot of business owners, when it comes to a lot of contracts and leases and things like that, in the normal paradigm would go, well, I don't have the funds, or they would think maybe the time to sit down with a lawyer and to go over all those issues. And I can't afford it. I'll just read the contract, make sure and some of them maybe don't even read the contracts, but here through a small monthly fee of working with Legal Shield, they can just send a lot of contracts through and get that extra coverage, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And we've got a business plan recommender that allows them, it asks key questions. How many people do they want in their organization to have access to the attorneys? How many contracts or documents do they normally work with on a monthly or a yearly basis? How many debt collection issues come up and how often? All sorts of information so that it pinpoints where they really need, which of the three plans is right for them. They can be done by how many employees they have or by what their needs are. If they've got 10 employees, but they've got needs for trial defense and or three people in their organization to have access to the attorney, then you're looking at one of the upper plans, the two that do include trial defense.
We're talking with Barbara Quam with Legal Shield, and you brought up the debt collection, and Stephen brought up, you know, reviewing contracts. Is there a limited number of times that we can use the attorney? I mean, if, you know, three or four contracts I need reviewed, is there, okay, you can only have them look at three things per month? Is it limited?
It depends on
the
which
plan
that you have, but you always have unlimited minutes issues that you can talk to the attorneys about. But if you've got 20 calls or letters per year versus 30 versus 40, you know, things like that do change which plan is better for you. So collection letters, 5 per month, 10 per month, 15 per month, those will slot you into a different plan depending on what your needs are.
And what kind of cost are we talking here? So we have some sort of an idea for the business folks listening. Are we
$20,000
talking $20,000
here? Right.
No.
For the smallest plan, the small business 10, that's $39 a month. Woohoo, that's going to really break them.
And oh my God, that's like a couple cups of coffee at Starbucks.
Yeah, exactly. Small business 50 is $89 a month. And the small business 100 is $149.
And those are the business plans.
Those are the business plans.
Individuals,
A family plan is a flat $19.95 a month.
And Mike, that's a great segue, because I think one of the things also that I wanted you to talk about, Barbara, and I know you wanted to talk about, is going back to that business owner, they also have employees.
Right.
So not only can the business owner look at this small biz 10, 50, or 100, but the other thing they can do is they can help their employees when it comes to their legal shield and ID shield. So what would that look like, and what's available to a business owner to offer their employees?
A business owner can offer their employees on a voluntary basis, or they can also, you know, offer to pay a little bit. But their employees can get the family plans or individual plans for their families. And this way, the employer, the good thing for the employer is it keeps their employees productive, working their jobs instead of worrying about legal matters and taking slick days, sick days for legal purposes.
Did you say slick days?
I did.
Yes, sir.
Oh, so many people will take sick days in order to handle legal issues. They have to go to traffic court. They have to do whatever. And this allows their employees to be productive at work rather than distracted.
And full disclosure, by the way, I am a member of Legal Shield, and it pays itself off several times over. If you just use it a couple times, it's well worth it. You can go online these days and find these legal plans, Barbara. What separates Legal Shield from a lot of these other legal plans that are out there?
Like I said, one of the things that separates us is the delivery system, in that all of our attorneys are thoroughly vetted. All of the firms, there's one firm per state, and we're in all 50 states and four provinces of Canada. We've got a phone app that allows the member to go ahead and contact their attorney even 24/7. There's an emergency button, and they can contact the attorneys for questions. They can do whatever they need to. If they get a ticket somewhere else, they take a photo with their phone of the ticket for speeding or whatever. It automatically goes directly to the law firm, and then they arrange for an attorney in whatever district they got the ticket, someplace in far off Utah or something. They will arrange to have a local attorney to be there and represent you in court so that you can, you know, get everything taken care of without just willy-nilly paying the fine.
So that's a good point. I didn't think about that. So if I'm here and I live in Atlanta and I travel to California and I get into some trouble, my Legal Shield coverage is still good.
Yes.
Not that why are you laughing? I would not get in trouble anyway. But
my mind was racing, and I could think of, unfortunately, real life examples, right?
Yeah. And the cool thing about Legal Shield too, you got like the sheet that you give to all the members, like what, 100 ways you can use your
101
Legal Shield ways you can
I
use
do.
It?
I do. I have 101 reasons that you might want to use the family plan, or you might want to use the business plan. They're different. And it's also interesting that we've also got the Identity Shield, which again is nationwide. And if you and it's not just credit, it's your passport identity, your driver's license, your medical ID, you know, all sorts of areas of your life are monitored. And then what makes us different there is that we have a partnership with Kroll, which is a leading international investigative firm, and they will do the work to restore a stolen identity until it's back to where it was before it was stolen. And we've got a $5 million service guarantee. You don't upfront the work or the money or anything and then get reimbursed. They do it all for you. So that's pretty cool.
For those that would like to find out more, look into all the benefits of Legal Shield. Where can they get more information, and how can they reach out to you?
They can go to my website, because our, you know, corporate website is way too long. I've gotten one that just funnels you to the right place. But if you go to www.barbkvam.com, www.barbkvam.com. And yes, KVAM sounds like a radio station call letters, but it is a wonderful Norwegian name.
Ah, Barb Kvam is how it's spelled.
Yeah.
All right. BarbKvan.
Correct.
No,
Mary.
As in most impressive Legal Shield.
You're listening to the KVAM.
That's right.
Yeah.
Barbara, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Before we go on to our next guest, let's talk about this beautiful Subaru of Gwinnett studio that we're sitting in.
Absolutely. We are in the beautiful Subaru of Gwinnett studio. And I was thinking more of Ed McMahon because you put that into my brain. And Ed McMahon was a big pitch man for Publishers Clearinghouse, right?
Right.
And when they would show up at someone's door, they always rolled up in one of those corny little minivans with all their checks and stuff. You know what they should have done? They should have rolled up in a Subaru, right, Mike?
That would have been classy.
Because love is what makes a Subaru, and our listeners can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience, not a hassle fee, a hassle-free experience, at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join the family today. They can come in and see the difference between those stupid minivans that Ed would roll up in and nice Subaru cars. Maybe you're already a Subaruist, then follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
You need a slick day, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Our next guest here on the program, no relation to Mel Torme, I believe.
No relation.
No relation. And half the folks out there have no idea who Mel Torme is, by the way. There's that generation that has no idea.
I think he sang with Ed McMahon one time.
You don't want to hear me sing.
Jeff Torme is here in the building, and he's not going to sing, but he's with SEO Guru Atlanta. Jeff, welcome to the program, and tell us all about your company, SEO Guru Atlanta.
Well, thanks for having me. So SEO is search engine optimization, so we specialize in helping websites get found in Google so business owners can, you know, have their prospects or potential customers find them online.
It's a very crowded market. It seems a lot of folks are into SEO these days. How did you get involved, and what separates you from maybe some of the other companies?
Well, I got involved by, I have a technical background, so I used to do a lot of programming. So the technical side was not intimidating to me at all. And I was at a real estate seminar one time, and during lunch, somebody was giving a seminar on search engine optimization. So I thought that sounded interesting, so I stopped and listened to it. This was back in about 2001. And so I thought that was great. And so I bought their course and started learning about it and was just using it in my own business and really didn't realize how big of a market it was for local businesses until my CPA was asking me about, well, how are you making money? What are all these ebook sales? How's that work? And then I realized that all these local business owners also need help. So that's when I started to change my focus from using it in just my business to also helping other businesses.
What types of businesses do you work with? Do you have kind of a sweet spot?
So we work with all kinds of businesses. Some are local. So a lot of them are going to be local service companies that just need the phone to ring. They may have fleets of trucks out there. Could be like HVAC, plumbing, that kind of thing. All kinds of different service companies. We work with national brands that have got franchise locations all over the country. And we also work with customers who have e-commerce stores that are just selling online anywhere in the United States.
Jeff, I think one of the questions we like to ask is, hey, what are some of the common mistakes that people make when it comes to your particular business, in this case, SEO? I know that the number one mistake is a business that's not really doing anything to optimize their SEO. So I wanted to rephrase the question and say, what are some of the mistakes business owners who are trying to do SEO or who are hiring a company to do SEO, what are some of the myths or mistakes that are being made that business owners, if they could learn from this mistake and correct it, their results would go totally different?
So there's a lot of mistakes that we see.
Can you concentrate on a couple of the main ones you come across more often than not?
Sure. So one of the main ones is having very little content on the website. A lot of times they'll have a lot of pictures, but they won't have very much content.
And content is what drives the search results, correct?
Yeah, content's written words. And so Google and search engines can read written words. They can't just read pretty pictures. So that's really helpful if you can have content.
But wait, a picture's worth a
thinking, a thousand words. You were going to say a million.
I was thinking, is it a thousand or a million? Yes.
But first of all, you have
to
get
true in SEO.
You have to get the people to the website so they can see your picture.
I got you. So that's the most
important thing.
So good content is one. Give us another mistake people make.
Are you saying good content is a mistake?
No. No, he's saying...
You said good content is one. Give another mistake.
Okay, so not having enough good content is one. Excuse us while we have our little argument on the air. That's giving you a chance to think of some other good mistakes people make. Right. So what are some of the other ones?
So another one is not claiming certain accounts like your Google My Business account. So you can get a free Google My Business account, which you should do if you're a business owner, because it's from Google, which is still by far the major search engine online. You can claim that for free, and then you can verify it and put your website in there, your company information and all that. And that will actually show up on the search results page.
So for those business owners that just don't understand a lot of this stuff, this is why they would hire you, right? You would take care of this kind of stuff.
Yeah, we take care of that kind of stuff, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. It's a really huge field. There's a lot of technical things that we do on the site. There's a lot of technical analysis that we run to make sure that everything's optimized correctly.
Mike made the statement that your field is crowded, and we kind of brought it up with Barbara in the concept of, you know, kind of online legal and, you know, some of those companies that aren't necessarily online actual legal, but maybe some other stuff. In your field, there's people saying, hey, I do SEO. Mm-hmm. And really all they're doing is maybe that tip of the iceberg, right?
Yeah, we see that a lot. So somebody will come to me, and even though it's a crowded field, there's still a lot of business owners out there, and a lot of them aren't happy with the results that they're getting, and they want to get better results. So they'll read my reviews, or they'll get referred to me, or find me online. We'll have a discussion. We'll do an analysis for them. And so often we'll see that people were paying somebody money and they weren't really doing anything to the website whatsoever. They weren't doing any backlinks. They weren't building any business listings. The on-page optimization is terrible. They just take the money and really don't do any work for it. So one of the things that my clients love about what we do is we're very transparent. So we have very regular reporting, so weekly reporting, monthly reporting. We have a dashboard that they can log into and see what's going on.
Are there levels that a business owner can, you know, hey, I don't have a huge budget. I don't have a ton of money. And I really just want to get that first level of just getting some more traffic to my website. And then second and third levels of, no, I really want to drive my business through my website and get as many leads. And I mean, we all want as many leads, but we all have different levels of what we can throw at the issue.
Sure.
So do you guys have different tiers of what you can offer and can do for people?
Yeah, that's a great question. So that's very, very common. I've had that happen with a number of customers where we just started out with a single city and we're going to target a couple of things. And then as their business grow, like I've got a client that said last year their business tripled and almost all of their leads are coming from online. Even they go to trade shows and do all that stuff. They're really getting big now, and now they're spreading out into more and more cities, and they're really targeting another really big niche also. So they're adding a big product line and targeting more cities. So they're growing. So we started them at a really basic plan, targeting only one, two products and a single location. And now they're targeting many locations with multiple products. So it's a bigger, more expensive proposition, but they grew into that. So,
and even though you're based here in the Atlanta area, you can work with businesses all over the country, I assume.
Yeah, I have clients all over the country. I would say most of them are here in Atlanta. A lot of people, a lot of clients that come to me are working with somebody who's out of state. They're not getting good results. They're not happy with what's going on. And they want to sit down with somebody that they can look them in the eye and see if you're going to tell the truth, if I can have a face-to-face. We have quarterly meetings. And then there's got to be a level of trust.
Come on. Do you enjoy the irony of the fact that you work online, what you do is totally online, and yet what's built your business, at least some, is the ability to sit down face to face with somebody and build a relationship and show them that, hey, I'm going to do what I say I'm going to do. This is my, I mean, come on, that's ironic.
No, it's
like
funny.
That.
It's funny.
I enjoy that.
That you're not a 13-year-old pimply faced kid, you know, somewhere doing this stuff.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people are like one man show and they're sitting in their bedroom trying to do this stuff. And you could do that back in the day. And then in about 2012, Google started rolling out with some really big updates to their search algorithm. And they completely changed the game. So you really have to do a white hat approach nowadays, because Google's going to spot a spammy backlink profile, or if you're trying to do any kind of black hat SEO techniques that you used to be able to do with software. But nowadays, you've really got to do it above board white hat to get really good results. So even though local clients will find me online, they still want to have me in for a face-to-face.
Mike, he just threw down white hat and black hat. I have no idea what he's talking about. So that just shows his level of expertise in the area of SEO.
For the record, Jeff is a very professional-looking gentleman, well-groomed, tie and everything. So
Not he does not have a face for radio.
No.
Like me.
No, no. You know, and we're talking with Jeff Torme, and it's the company's SEO Guru Atlanta, and we talk about getting results. I mean, that's the whole idea of all this SEO. You want people to get to your website. How do you measure the results? How do you know if it's working?
Yeah, so that's another big mistake that we see is they're not measuring the results in any way. So keyword ranking is important, but that used to be the way that all SEO companies would report their results. They'd say, well, you ranked on page one for, you know, X number of keywords. Well, so what? If nobody's going to your website, it really doesn't matter. So you got to have actual results, because the only thing that my clients really care about is if the phone's ringing or if they're selling something. Other than that, it don't really care about, you know, any other kind of fluff. So we track phone calls. So we always use tracking numbers. If we're doing a pay-per-click campaign or organic search, we can tell how they got there. We can record the phone call, see how many phone calls they got from different sources. So then you can really start to measure your results and if it's working or not. We also measure form submittals. So if you have a contact us form, we'll measure how many times somebody's filling out that form, where the traffic's coming from. We do measure the traffic to the website. And of course, we measure keyword ranking, because that's always important.
What's the minimum a small business owner needs to be thinking about putting toward their website and their SEO and their online presence? And I know that's a very... that's a very vague question, because they might not want to get as much out of their website as somebody who wants to do total e-commerce, but you can't put $5 to it, right? So, and I guess maybe the question is to ask, is there a kind of an entry point that you guys would say, hey, we're looking to do a monthly fee, or we're looking to do a project fee? What's the spectrum of what a business owner needs to look to pay?
Right. So we're definitely not going to be the cheapest guy that you can find out.
Of course not, because you're actually going to do stuff on their website. We actually just take their money and run.
Yeah, we actually do it. We show it to them, you know, and we really do get good results. So we have a really three plans for local. Kind of starts at about $750 a month for a 6-month engagement, and they'll get really good results, and they'll be, you know, usually very happy with that. Most of my clients stay with me for years. I rarely have a client go away. From there, if you want to target more cities, for example, it kind of depends on how competitive it's going to be. Next step would be about $1,500 a month. And if you're going to be in Atlanta for a competitive keyword, you're probably going to be looking at $2,500 a month and up. Like personal injury attorneys, guys like that, it gets really competitive if you're going to be in Atlanta.
And we want to emphasize, even though the company's called SEO Guru Atlanta, not only can you help anybody outside Atlanta, but it's as you said, it's just SEO is just tip of the iceberg, because you have so many other services that you provide.
Yeah, so it's kind of funny. Remarketing is a really important thing, right? So remarketing are those stalker ads, some people call them. So when you land on a website and then you see ads for that company's website on other websites that you visit, that's called remarketing. And so that's just dropping a pixel on somebody's computer when they visit your website and then showing them ads. And that's just all done through the magic of Google. So we start doing that, and then we're now a Google certified partner. So we run Google AdWords campaigns, and then Facebook has gotten very, very big. So we run retargeting campaigns in Facebook. So if somebody lands on your website, they'll see your ads in Facebook. And depending on the business, that can be, you know, a great way to target people. And then we also run just straight up Facebook ads.
It's amazing. The technology and the internet, it's just changing every single day. You got to stay up with the trends, especially the marketing trends.
Yeah. So it's a lot to keep up with. And we do try to make sure we stay on top of it. And we will tailor it for different clients. So some people who have a very visual type of product, or if they're trying to target a younger audience, we may do some marketing on Pinterest, for example, or even Instagram. But we have a lot of websites. We look at a lot of traffic sources, and by far the biggest source is Google. It's not even close. So even though social can be really, really good, it's really important to be found on Google.
So you can't help me with my dial-up to America Online to check my old mailbox.
Are they still in business?
You've got mail.
No, and I guess I was going to be remiss without saying, so you gave kind of the different levels of your plans, but one of the ways to get introduced to you guys is you offer an SEO free audit tool, correct?
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah. So there's an SEO audit tool on my website you can use. There's also some other great SEO tools, like you can do a business listing scan just to see how your business shows up on the internet. Because a lot of people don't know that it should be pretty consistent, and a lot of times it's not. So that can be a big problem and could be a reason that you're not getting ranked very highly in Google.
All right, Jeff, for those businesses that would like to look into your services and maybe hire you guys out, I'm going to go out on a limb here and assume that you probably have a website that they can go to and find all this information.
Yeah, it's got a funny name. It's SEOGuruAtlanta.com.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's
how are people going to remember that?
But does he have a MySpace page? That's what I want to know. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
If he still has a MySpace page, and I'm not using him.
Yep. So that's the website. There's in the top navigation, you'll see free SEO audit and then SEO tools where you can do a business listing scan. And then there's a contact us page to schedule. You can get right on my calendar from that page and schedule a chat.
SEOGuruAtlanta.com. Jeff, thank you so much for coming by and talking about your company.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Continued success. All right. We are, again, listening, or we are, this is Gwinnett
You're
Business
listening?
Radio. You're listening.
I am.
Yeah. The other people are listening. I'm talking.
The dulcet tones of Mike Salmon.
Yeah. From the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel here in Atlanta. And our next guest on the program from Priscilla's College Alzheimer's Daycare, Cheryl Dornblazer. I'm trying to do this without having to do my reading glasses. Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell us all about your organization.
Priscilla's Cottage is a social day program for people with dementia. We have some people who've had strokes in there, and they come and spend the day with us while their caregivers get a much-needed break.
So it's a daycare. It's not where people are actually living there full-time.
Correct. We're just a social day program, 8 to 5.
How long has this been around?
We've been open about 2 years, 2.5 years, I guess.
Fairly new.
Yes.
Tell us about your background. How did you get involved?
Both of my parents had Alzheimer's, and I took care of them for 10 years here in Atlanta. They were here for 10 years, and I had to move them here from Arkansas. So my mom, if anyone who has Alzheimer's and had to do this, was very angry that she had to leave all of her friends. And so I thought, I wish there was a place where she could have gone, that she could have, made friends and been happier here while she was here. So when she was in the final stages of her disease, I thought, what am I going to do when this is over? Because I was a caregiver. And so I came up with Priscilla's Cottage. My mom's name is Priscilla. Mm. So I named it after her because I thought she would love to be there.
We say adult daycare. Can we, as a term we'd like to use, wrap our arms around that a little bit more? Exactly what does that mean when you say daycare? What are the providers providing?
Yeah, what we do is they come and have fun all day. We have coffee in the morning and talk, and they socialize. We play games. We do crafts. We garden. We have pet therapy. We have pets come in and visit, and they just connect with other people and have freedom with dementia. They have a tendency, there's a lot of no's at home, don't do that, don't do that.
Right.
So we just kind of let them be themselves.
This may be a dumb question, but I'm usually pretty good at dumb questions. Only Alzheimer's patients?
No, any dementia. Or like I said, we have stroke victim, congestive heart failure, anything that affects their memory when they can't be, home alone.
I think a lot of times when people are listening, I know when I am, and we're starting to deal with, what medical conditions would qualify for this? Is it a matter of they need some kind of doctor's? I mean, you guys have to show something, or is it just the care provider at home is going, here's their symptoms, here's what they're dealing with, I just need some help?
Yeah,
okay.
Correct.
So it's very communal and relationship oriented. Very
yes.
good. Where exactly is it located?
We are in Lawrenceville. Mm-hmm. On the corner of McKendree Church Road and Riverside Parkway.
And is it just a matter of being able to get them there to the program to be able to participate?
Correct. Yeah. They just bring them. And I wanted something flexible because sometimes you can't get them out the door, with dementia. They're like, I'm not going. So 8 to 5, the caregivers, anytime 8 to 5, they can bring them for 1 hour to all day. They decide how long they want their loved one to be with us. And they, however long a break they need.
Okay, so if you don't need a doctor's note and you just got to get them there, and it can be anytime between 8 to 5, then what's the cost to the family, to the caregiver?
I have three pricing levels. I have hourly, mm-hmm. a half day program, or full day.
Perfect.
Yeah. Do health plans, insurance cover any of these things, or is it usually outside that scope?
Well, if they have long term care insurance, that will cover it.
Right.
Yeah, but usually no. There are we're a social day program. There are medical day programs, and Medicaid will pay for the medical ones, but not for social.
Because there's no medical care being given.
Correct.
It's all social.
We're social.
And an event and helping in that respect. Mm-hmm. You talked about being around for 2 years, so relatively new in what you're doing, but I'm sure you've got some stories, and I'm sure you've got some special people. So
yes, absolutely.
Tell us a couple.
A couple of stories?
At least one. Come on. Regale us with
those. Because I'm sure there's for people like, I don't want to go. And now you know they're there every day, Monday through Friday.
Yeah, well, one of my regulars whose daughter works, and she comes, she's like, every morning my daughter gets me up and I don't know where I'm going. And she's like, come on, let's go. And she's like, I don't know where I'm going. But then when I see the building, I know where I'm going and I'm happy to be here because I like to be here. Nice. I don't like to be home alone.
Very cool. What and you talked about some unique, I mean, you talked about gardening, you talked about pen therapy. So is that you've got some relationships? I mean, is all that happening on site?
Yes, we have a patio. Okay. And right now we're growing radishes.
Nice.
Yeah. So
very cool.
And we do vegetables and flowers and all that in the spring and summer, and then pets come in and visit.
And that's done through some community relationships or people who, I'll bring my dog in and let him.
Absolutely.
I think that's fantastic. What's the capacity of Priscilla's Cottage at this point in time?
I can have up to 20.
Okay.
And there, I preferred it to be a little smaller because of the type of people that come. They don't do well with a lot of stimulation. Mm-hmm. So
is the, and so let me ask this question too, because is this something that you foresee only being able to do at the one location? Or are there, I could see how this could multiply. I mean, because you want to talk about a need.
Especially with the aging population.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Is it something you could see another cottage for Priscilla?
Possibly. I don't know. Thought that far down the line for that. Yeah. But, for right now, we're going to keep it the one.
I saw the terror in her eyes for just a brief second, Mike. I'm not ready yet to multiply.
Well, that's the hard part of what you do, because you are a caregiver and you love that part of it, obviously, because that's why you do what you do. Yes. But you also have to run the business, and
exactly.
There's that side of it as well. And that,
right.
That can be a little daunting as well. You kind of touched upon, I think, you mentioned the nice story about, they see the place and they go, oh, now I'm glad I'm here. Mm-hmm. What do you love most about what you do?
Well, I love them. They are amazing. Their families also. I mean, I've been in their family shoes, so I understand. I had one lady literally skip out the door. She was so excited to have her mom where she could be safe and have fun while she went and did anything she wanted to do. So, and the stories that they tell us, the living history that we have with them. We have one lady who was a Rosie the Riveter. And oh my gosh, the wonderful stories she tells us. It's amazing.
I love it. I mean, I'm just sitting here enjoying it. Yeah. I'm sorry, I lost track of.
I just think of so many folks that they're just home alone, and the kids kind of forget about them. They have their own lives, and they really don't have anybody, and they're sad. I mean, this is I really love what you're doing.
The staff that you guys have, it's not just you caring for up to 20 people at a time. Talk a little bit about your staff.
I have amazing staff. One, she took care of my parents in the facility where they lived, and she's just wonderful. I'm currently looking for one more, so that's in the works. So
are these certified folks have to be certified?
I hire. Well, I don't have to have. I have CNAs though, because I feel, we
are
do
you allowed
assist.
To give meds and stuff like that if you have to?
Yeah, we can assist with meds. We can't store them there. They have to bring them with them each day, but we can make sure they take them, and we do assist with toileting. Okay. If they need help in the bathroom.
And you said 8 to 5. Is this 7 days a week or?
5 days a week, Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, we need a day off too.
You need a weekend.
Yeah.
So, fantastic.
And I see lunch food, lunch provided.
Mm-hmm. Lunch and snacks throughout the day. My father was always hungry. He forgot that he ate. So I thought, food will always be available. If someone forgot they ate lunch, they can eat again.
All right. So I'm going to ask the dumb question. It's Priscilla's Cottage. What was your father's name? Because he suffered from it too.
Charlie.
Okay. So if you do open a second house, it needs to be Charlie's Cottage.
Well,
right?
Actually, I tell you a little bit what I'm starting right now is I'm just in the baby process of it. Opening a memory care facility, assisted living for low income people.
Wow.
So I'm just starting, and there'll be something in their name, Charlie.
Of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Wow. Yeah, and I'm gonna have you go back, because I think you said this at the very beginning. So if someone comes in the door, go through the list of some of the experiences that they're going to have. I mean, I remember the pet therapy, and I remember the gardening. I was so blown away by that. I forgot all the other stuff. So so what are the cool things they're going to do while they're there?
Wow. Well, we...
Because it's not just going to be sit and watch The Price is Right.
Oh, no, we don't watch TV. No, no TV.
All right,
sometimes we'll watch Dancing with the Stars, though. But
there are exceptions, apparently.
There are exceptions.
Yeah, well, you know, we've got some ladies who love dancing, so they like to watch it, but the costumes are not always appropriate. But
you're telling these people that the costumes are not appropriate?
Oh, no, no, no. They tell us.
Oh, okay.
My friends that come, they tell us they're not appropriate.
I love it. Okay.
So what do? We do crafts.
Okay.
You know, if they like to do crafts, some like just to watch the crafts being done and not participate in crafts. We do exercise. We play games like balloon volleyball, cornhole.
Nice.
Horseshoes.
Now, so let's go to the things of the crafts and some of the, you know, do exercises and stuff. Is that something that other business owners who are sitting here listening and who have want to give back to the community and have a special place in their heart for Alzheimer's? My mom suffered from dementia, so this is hitting home for me as well. They would go, I would love to come in and help. I mean, is that available to them? They're not CNAs, but they can come in.
Sure.
And,
volunteer.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Volunteer to help with exercise or things like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic.
Wow. Again, and I can't emphasize it enough, that the location is?
It's in Lawrenceville, 1180 McKendree Church Road, which is on the intersection of Riverside Parkway and McKendree Church Road.
Okay.
Yep.
And for those that would like to find out more, I assume the website, there's probably photos and things like that, all
there
the information.
There are some photos. Yeah, I could probably use your help.
a little SEO help, huh?
Yeah.
We know somebody we can recommend.
Yeah. Priscillascottage.com, and we're also on Facebook, Priscilla's Cottage.
Priscillascottage.com, and on Facebook, Cheryl Dornblazer.
Yes.
Priscilla's Cottage Alzheimer's Daycare. Great work. Continued success. We hope this just continues to grow and gets even bigger and that you're able to realize your dreams of the other place you're talking about as well. So congratulations and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, Cheryl. And also want to thank Barbara and Jeff for joining us as well here on the program. A reminder that you can listen to this show or any of our shows 24/7 by going to GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. We want you to also follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. And also, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. We want more subscribers for YouTube, and also they can subscribe and for our iTunes, right?
Correct.
All the shows are on iTunes.
And in fact,
you're supposed to say, you are correct.
You are correct, sir. Aha. Yes, sir. So, and the other thing that people can do is kind of mark this date on your calendar and start paying attention, because I have a feeling that maybe our SEO will be better a year from now, right? Right, Mike?
Absolutely. You know somebody?
I do. If only
you got a guy?
If only we could find a way to meet good business owners who do good things in business and help us with things.
Let's put our thoughts together.
We'll work on that
after
the show.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
Okay, yeah, okay.
All right, that's our show for today, and we will, of course, we broadcast live every Thursday at 10:30 here from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio at the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. For our producer, Trey, and for Steven.
You are correct, sir.
quote-unquote Ed McMahon. I'm Mike Sam, and we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.